general, I'd say I'm a pretty good person to have at parties. I do fairly well in groups. I know not everybody does. And I usually can find something witty to throw into the conversation at the right time. I'm good at taking my turn. I'm good at giving other people the chance to speak. I guess it helps that I'm a pretty good read of people as it goes. And I can cue people because I understand their behaviour. When it's time for them to speak, I'll give them a slight nod, or I'll just directly ask what they think, or a subtle hand gesture in their direction. But parties can be pretty overwhelming, especially if you're not such a fan of crowds. And I've definitely had my times when I've been in a group of people, and they've been talking and talking, and I just seem to lose the flow of the conversation. I seem to find myself drifting into my own mind a little bit, away from what they're saying, finding it harder and harder to figure out what is supposed to come next, how the thread of the conversation is being woven into something bigger, something I'm normally so good at understanding. I start to find that their words all sort of blur together as my ears seem to stop picking up the exact detail of the conversation, and it all becomes just a white noise inside of my head as I listen. And I know that I should be able to follow the conversation. I know that it's certainly not something I can't understand, not something that's outside of my range of understanding, but at the same time, perhaps it was just the moment that I lost attention. Perhaps it was just the moment that I stopped really listening, and instead the words were just flowing over me. And I'm just looking at them, just listening to them, waiting for the right time to speak, waiting to figure out, because I'm sure if I listen for long enough, I'll pick up that flow of conversation again. I'm sure if I just bide my time and keep my attention on them, eventually there'll be an in for me to understand and exploit. But sometimes it doesn't come, or sometimes by the time someone turns to me and asks me, "What are you thinking right now?" I don't have an answer. My mind's blank. And I panic in that moment because I feel like I should really know. Because when someone asks, "What are you thinking?" or "What do you think about that?" you really should have an answer, shouldn't you? But you don't. You just have the big blank space in that conversational white noise because you really have no idea how the flow of conversation got to this point, do you? And so you flounder. You desperately search inside your mind, scraping around for something, anything to say, but none of it makes sense, and so you just stop. You just stand there. You just wait. And eventually the attention turns off of you again, and the light comes off of you, and you're left feeling slightly embarrassed and red-faced. Aren't you? Because you should have had something to say. But you don't need anything to say. Not right now. It's okay that you can't follow this conversation. It's okay that the words stopped really making proper sense a while ago, and instead they're just sort of flowing over you. It's okay that if I asked you what you were thinking in a moment, you'd find you came up with nothing at all, because my words are just flowing into your mind so easily, so comfortably slipping in and making themselves at home as if they've always been in there, and so you don't need to think for yourself, do you? You're kind of too vapid, too empty, too spacey right now to think about what to say, what to think, because you need to be able to think to figure out what to say. And you stopped that a little while ago, didn't you? And you don't want to have to think to speak. You don't want to have to speak or think. You just want to be able to drop. You just want to be able to let me hold the flow of conversation. And you can have that dopey numbness inside your head. You know the one. It feels so good. Just to let someone else say everything that's happening. And you can just nod along. Maybe you're smiling a little bit now because you know how easy it is when you don't have to think of anything to say. So much simpler when someone else says it all for you, isn't it? My good brainless thing. Yeah, you cannot. Not your head. And the nodding feels good too, doesn't it? It makes you even more spacey. Does it make those eyes go a little bit when you nod? Oh, and if I tried to ask you to say something right now, maybe you'd have nothing to say. Or maybe all of your words would just come out in a torrent, in just a flow straight from your mind. Just a babbling mess with no coherent thoughts, just a string of words representing exactly the nothing going on in your mind right now. Isn't that right? Nod your head again. That's right. Of course it is, my sweet dumb thing. My vapid, stupid thing. You don't need to have to talk or think. And if you speak, then you know there'd be no filter on those words right now, would they? To just be a flow, just like there's a flow out of my mouth right now, except mine makes sense, doesn't it? And so your best to just keep listening to me, even while on the tip of your tongue is all of the nothing inside of your head. But it feels good to babble, doesn't it? Maybe you could babble just a little bit. Show us all what you have to say. We know you have nothing to say, do you? Go ahead. Find whatever's in your head coming out in whispers or speaking, or maybe just inside your mind, depending on where you are. Tell me, what are you thinking inside that vapid head right now? Oh, none of that makes sense, does it? Oh, and just empty. Empty, sweet one, because if anything comes out of that mouth, it just empties you out even more, doesn't it? Leaves you even more stupid, even more vapid, even more spacey. So you should just stop. Just stop and drop. Drop deeper into that wonderful, mindless emptiness that feels so wonderful. Just float in it. Bask in it. Knowing that you don't have to do a single thing, because I'm doing all the talking for you. That's good. Until, of course, your mind begins to recover its wits, collecting them all back together from wherever they were scattered, feeling your mind rebuild itself, perhaps even wittier than you were before, finding your words come back, and coming all the way back up and out of trance in 3, 2, 1. Ha ha.